I wouldn't be surprised if after his incredible campaign from the second leg of the round 16 onwards, Donnarumma pulls out a stinker.
Yeah, I can just see one.
And I'm coming into, and I'm in no pod, way. And I'm just yeah. I'm ripping.
Or like a 50-50 where something just doesn't go the way of
yeah.
of who we want.
Like a Lloris in the World Cup final type moment.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 101 of the 6 Yard Box podcast. Today, we have a very special edition where it's just our Champions League final preview. Inter Milan, PSG, we got Antoine here, we got our resident Serie A correspondent, Naps here. We got our first in-person foreman in months since
it's a long time.
December.
Maybe first since 2025.
I'm here.
First of the year, 100%. Yeah, 100%. First foreman of the new studio.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it, boys.
Blake didn't get introduced. He's salty already.
You didn't introduce me.
We have Barcelona fan Blake here as well.
No, I'm just a Lewa fan and a Travis Scott fan.
I thought we were scrapping episode numbers.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to roll with it as long as I roll with it. We're going to see.
I was going to say, Drew didn't introduce because he's mad about me calling his takes bad. But
No. I'm just saying we have PSG representation.
Right.
And we have Inter representation.
Right. Okay, fair. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. In generally, this season, who's had the worst takes on the pod?
Whoa.
I've had some pretty bad ones, but I feel like I've leveled out.
Nah, yeah. Julian has been consistent all year.
Yeah.
No?
All right. Cheers, lads. Cheers, lads.
The overrated 11 really just dug the nail in the coffin.
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I don't think it's that bad. Blake saying Saka was still better than Yamal.
Oh, Blake calling Saka underrated? That was bad.
You guys underrated him. But anyway.
Best call of the year was this man over here.
Yes, sir.
That video has fed families.
Most viewed video on Instagram.
That's crazy, bro.
Inter PSG final.
That's crazy, bro. Your first pod appearance since that.
Yeah.
How'd it make you feel?
It was good. I think I honestly just picked the two best teams, or that I thought were the two best teams to make the final. And they did. So,
the two best teams, bro.
The two best teams.
Seeing those two in the finals at that time is impressive.
You know, honestly,
the two best teams at that time was Barcelona and Liverpool.
There was a lot of hate with, the Liverpool. I think I said PSG was going to beat them 4-1 on aggregate. And everyone in the comments is like, 4-1 is crazy. It should have been 8-1.
Yeah.
They're lucky.
The first leg alone.
They're lucky it went to pens.
Yeah, the first leg alone, they should
have been 5-0. 4-0.
Yeah, that's true.
But I guess that's when you made your Donnarumma take.
After the first leg,
after
it was
the first leg,
because it was justified.
Wasn't it was one shot? It was a nice shot.
It was a flappy hand.
It was a flappy hand. But no, they locked in. He locked in.
Yeah,
Inter's the best defensive team in the world, and they're gonna lock you guys.
Solid season,
that
they're
gonna lock.
It's okay,
you guys
we'll get
up.
Into it.
You haven't been on since Malta got sacked.
Yeah,
how you feeling around Juventus and all that?
Team's in shambles. Team is in shambles. Locatelli's our captain. That's the first problem. That is the first problem. We have there's nothing to look forward to next year at all. Literally nothing at all.
Oh, can I kneel to these?
No.
No?
No. Maybe Turan.
Yeah?
I like him. He's our best player, I think. And defense.
What?
Garbage.
What's his name? Bremer's going to be back?
Off an ACL tear.
God, Bremer, dude.
And trust me, coming off an ACL tear is not fun, bro. That hurts. Yeah. Speaking from experience, that hurts. So, off an ACL tear. I don't know. We got to lock in next year.
And you're in Club World Cup, right?
We are in Club World Cup.
Shit. Okay. How we feeling?
Something to look forward to, I guess, and Champions League next year. That we're not even going to qualify to that qualification games or whatever that is. The first round. We're not going to make it top 24, is it?
Oh, next year?
In the Champions League?
You don't think so?
No, no shot.
Really?
No shot.
Yeah.
No shot.
Do you know who you're playing against in the Club World Cup?
No, I don't even know.
No, yeah.
I'll look it up.
I think we're playing like Atletico Madrid and then two Brazilian teams.
Because how many clubs?
Atleti,
how many clubs are in?
That's like a good little game.
I don't even know how many groups are in.
Might be a lot.
Couldn't even tell you.
Arsenal's in it?
No.
Your first game is against Al Ain?
Oof. That's why I don't understand.
Tough game, that.
Lost. I also don't understand how the qualification worked for that.
I didn't either.
It's basically an invitational. But it's like last couple of Champions League winners.
Barca's not in it, right?
Barca's not in it, no. Couple of league winners.
So like it just didn't make sense.
Yeah,
I like
how did
Juve
get in there? I don't even know.
That's what I mean. I don't understand.
It was coefficient something. Basically an invitation.
They probably paid their way. Juve probably paid their way through.
Maybe.
To make it.
You play Al Ain, Wydad Casablanca, and Man City.
That's it again. You guys bummed them 2-0 in the
group stage. Lucky.
Oh, true. I forgot about that.
That was lucky.
Was it McKinney Bicey?
Oh, like, my God. Kick. Yeah.
Kick, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was luck, though. We ain't beating them again.
Okay.
No hope.
Congrats on making Champions League, brother.
Vlahovic is our back to our number one striker under Tudor. So that's very exciting to watch that trash can play.
So happy. I'm so happy Arsenal stayed away from that.
You should be. Yeah. That guy is useless.
I remember that window. You're in for him and you're in for Isak.
We got neither.
Nah.
You know what's crazy? Not to make it about Arsenal always. But I did see a quote. I think it might have just been AFTV, so it's probably wrong. But they usually have some sort of like semi-credible source saying that Kai Havertz will still be the number one striker even if we bring in a 9.
That's crazy.
I was like, what? Obviously, it's just some random.
I saw Jamie Carragher predicting that. His prediction was
it was that day.
His prediction was Arsenal spend big money on a striker, but like halfway through the year, they decide, you know what? We're actually better with Havertz up top.
Yeah.
No.
It's a bold thing from Jamie.
I don't know, man.
Have you, like, I actually.
Like, you're just saying it to say it at that point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I think Gyökeres can probably go into any team right now, any team, even PSG, even Inter, and be the best attacking number 9 option for that team. Like, I think he's, besides Haaland, he's the best, like, one of the best strikers.
Any team except, like, Real Newcastle. Madrid, maybe.
Madrid and City.
You've been watching the comps?
Yeah.
You
think he's going to be better than
how many Isak? Headers have you been seeing in those comps?
Shut up. I told you, we don't need it to score headers, bro. We haven't, like...
13 pens, I think.
What is my favorite thing to say? It's, like, game break ability or, like, star power. And that's why PSG, I guess, I feel like will win the Champions League this year, is that they just have more star power. They have more game break ability than Inter does. So while Inter can have this low defensive block, so I guess we'll get into the preview a little bit. Well, they have this low defensive block that obviously didn't work against Barca. Why? Because they got broken down, but by specific players outworking that defensive block and the defensive prowess of Inter.
Facts.
And that's what PSG have in their squad. Dembele is scary to go up against. Kvaratskhelia is scary to go up against. And those two on either side is a recipe for an Inter defense to get out of whack, and then chances are created. I don't know. That's why I think you guys are going to win it. I don't want you to because you're annoying me now. But as a person, I want PSG to win it for you. But
is Dembele playing striker?
Yeah, the false 9. That's
right. You're right.
So for me, the biggest place where we can capitalize is going to be on the wings, because that 3-5-2 that 5-3-2 that Inter play, it leaves so much space on the sides. And we saw that against Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lamine Yamal just absolutely tore them to pieces.
Yeah, if you get past the left mid or left wing back, whatever.
Exactly. The way that Inter played, there's so much space on the wings that I think Kvaratskhelia and Bakura can exploit so well, because they're so good at taking their man on, and we're so good playing around the area there. Just if it doesn't work, just passing it back and trying to find an option towards the end. I think that's where the damage is going to be done. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Kvaratskhelia doing bits against Inter.
Really?
Almost as close as what Yamal did.
One problem.
What's the one problem?
Bastoni.
Okay, bro.
That guy is the best defender I've watched best Italian defender since Chiellini by far. He's got to be top 5 in the world.
Probably.
Easy.
He has to be. Bro, yeah, he's kind of like a, I don't know how to call this, but he's like a, at times he's a striker, he's a midfielder, he's a center back. Mm-hmm. He actually plays every position.
He's very versatile.
Yeah, he's the best. Very. I love watching him play, and then Barella scoring a brace. I hope you know.
Barella's game against Barcelona, let's remember, it wasn't great. His second leg wasn't good at all.
No, second leg wasn't bad. He wanted a score. He had a couple of nice volleys.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
He's gonna bang one outside the box volley, bottom left. Actually, okay. I don't know. Donnarumma's good too. That's a problem. I like Donna. I don't want to see him.
This is just the moment where Naps just glazes all the Italian players.
Probably, but yeah, God bless Acerbi for that. For that goal, I actually thought it was over when Rafinha scored. I thought it was over.
Obviously, so you're actively cheering for Inter at that moment.
Yeah,
100%. As a UA fan, by the way.
As a UA,
100%.
Well, that's
I find that weird.
That's also kind of my issue with Inter, bro. Is their attack, like, you shouldn't have to rely on a 90th minute Acerbi goal to win against Barca, because that's not going to happen every game. It's not going to happen every big moment.
No.
Like with Barca, Rafinha scored in the 87th minute to make it. To give them the lead or whatever. And that's an expected player to score for them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You want to rely on your depth players to do the job. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, in the Champions League final, in the biggest moments, that's why the best teams win trophies, is because their biggest players show up. And Not that Inter can't do that, and I could eat my words and the cherry might score a fucking winner.
No, but
it's easier to rely on your best players than your depth players to score big goals.
Facts.
It was crazy. Was it Dumfries that made that pass? Yeah, Dumfries and Acerbi on a 2-on-2, basically.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Yeah.
I don't even know how that's possible.
There's going to be interesting battles in that game. I mean, the midfield battle specifically, it's going to be great. I mean, you have that entire Inter midfield with Çalhanoğlu, Mkhitaryan, who are aging, but are still very good.
Underrated Çalhanoğlu.
He is definitely underrated.
Yes, he is.
He is definitely underrated.
Yes.
100% underrated. He's so nasty. He has like we were talking about, like Isco. He has like that old head tech, bro. He's so techy for an old head. And, he's great. I love him. I love
all of them. And then, obviously, PSG's midfield with Vitinha, João Neves, and Fabian Ruiz. That's going to be, whoever wins that midfield battle is probably going to win the game. Let's be honest.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Okay. I see PSG being on the front foot for most of the game.
Me too, and that's why I find it really hard to picture an Inter Milan goal that isn't coming off the break or in transition. Oh,
it's 100% a counterattack.
Yeah.
They're not scoring a maybe a corner.
Yeah, or a set piece.
True.
Yeah. Or a set piece.
But they're so dangerous off set pieces and counters, and I've seen a lot of goals scored against you.
A stony header.
That's been our biggest weakness last season. We kind of fixed up this season, but towards the beginning of the season, I remember against Arsenal, we conceded 2 set pieces.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's still kind of that problem there in set pieces, even though we've improved a little bit on that. But the fact that Inter is so good at that with the dead ball specialists like Çalhanoğlu, as we said, that could be a real problem. That could be an outlet of success for Inter for sure.
You know what I don't want? A pen to decide the final.
Yeah.
No. I was thinking about that. Either team. Well, I guess for you, you wouldn't be that.
I wouldn't mind, obviously. Yeah, but I mean, no one really wants to see a pen in the final.
No pen.
Yeah.
No. Soft calls.
No bad VAR calls.
No bad VAR. Nothing. None of that.
World Cup final. Di Maria dive. Remember that?
You think so?
It's in the back of my mind.
Oh, my God.
Hey, 2018 I thought was worse. I hated those. Because VAR was new.
Didn't they win 4-1?
I know, but I'm talking about like the first half and shit. Like, remember that was the first ever time we had VAR in a major football tournament? It was the World Cup 2018. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember when... Was it the penalty for either 1-0 or 2-1?
The first goal was a penalty.
I was like, if VAR decides a World Cup final,
second goal was a penalty.
It was Mbappe first,
It was Griezmann off a set piece that kind of deflects off.
Yep.
It was
Mandzukic own goal, pretty much. Yeah.
And then the second
And then
goal
it was a Griezmann pen with the L dance off a VAR decision.
Yeah.
I was like,
in the Champions
League. It's like, we can't have a World Cup decided this way. But you guys iced it anyways. Yeah.
See, like, I've seen my national team win a World Cup. Now it's time to see my club win a World Cup.
No, Champions League. What does it mean if PSG win the Champions League finally?
I mean, this group of players have the chance to do something that so many have tried to do before them. So many club legends in PSG.
Yes.
I'm thinking of Verratti, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Blaise Matuidi. So many club legends have tried to do the thing, to win the Champions League. And we've fallen short so much. Even in the Mbappe, Neymar, Messi days. We tried. We got close. Mbappe and Neymar got to the Champions League final in 2020. We got close. But we couldn't. We didn't do it at the end of the day.
Yes.
This group of people, this group of players, are playing the best football that I've ever seen while watching this club. Undoubtedly. Better than the Unai Emery days. Better than 100%. Any other manager that's managed us under Luis Enrique, this has been the best football we've played. So to play this coherent football, this much good football, and not win it would break my heart, I think. It would truly break my heart.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It would be awful if you guys didn't win it.
Because seeing how we've kind of came back from our poor start to the season, I don't think any other team in the world has showed this type of resilience this season. I like Inter's story this season. I really do. I thought Barcelona had a great story as well, being consistent throughout the entire season. But the way that PSG really started their campaign, it was awful. I remember we were lucky to win against Girona off of a bad mistake from the goalkeeper. Then we draw to PSV. We lose to Arsenal. I mean, everything pointed towards us exiting the competition in the group stages. Seriously, we were 45 minutes away from exiting the competition against Manchester City. Let's not forget that. At halftime, it's 2-0. And if we lose that game, we're eliminated. Yeah. But the way that from that second half against Manchester City, those players flipped a switch and just turned up and played like the best team in the world, because they have, it's incredible. And I think you need to solidify that with the trophy, to make history for the club, to make history for the city, and to make history for French football, let's be honest, because there hasn't been a Champions League win since 1993.
Damn. Which was Marseille.
Conversely, if you don't win it this year, I would be very optimistic for your future.
Of course.
With the players that you have.
Of course.
Passion.
Yeah. But obviously, it would still be such a heartbreak. I mean, we're so close to it while playing such good football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would kill me.
Yeah.
But I mean, then on the Inter side, though, I mean, obviously you can take it away. But I feel like I said this earlier. This is now or never for them.
It's more do or die. Yeah. I mean, like, until they buy, like, another, you know, 35-year-old next season, he just turns into the world's best player. Like, you never know with Inter.
That's all they do.
They signed a Marseille player, actually. Luis Enrique.
They buy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could cook next year.
Like, his name is Luis Enrique.
There's three Luis Enriques in Liga. The manager and two players.
Wow. Just yeah. glaze.
No, Inter buys older players that are kind of like, I guess, past their prime, and they hit a new prime all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what. I don't know what it is. It might be, I don't know, something, the air in Italy or something. But
it's the system, yeah, dude.
It is a system, probably. Yeah. But yeah, the system they play is, it's honestly, it might not be the most entertaining football to watch, but they are so good structure-wise that they have the best counter attack
100%, right now. 100%.
In the world. And that's why they beat Barca.
I mean, yeah, I don't think any other team in the world can do what Inter did against Barca over two legs.
No.
No shot.
Because it's belief in yourself, too. Like,
Dumfries cooked.
Dumfries. The wingbacks, besides DeMarco getting cooked by Lamine that one time, like, they're actually decent for the rest of the tie, but it's belief in yourself. When you play that system, that defensive system, you have to believe that you're not going to get scored on, right? Even though if you concede three, you're like, we're still going to stick with it. We're not getting scored on again. Yeah. And that's really fucking hard to do. It's the mental.
Like the stoicism mentality that those players have.
Exactly. It's fucking hard. You have to like have so much trust in yourself and your teammates and your goalkeeper and your manager that what you're doing is going to work. And it's gotten them this far. So obviously they're going to keep doing that against PSG.
But also got them to the final 100%. 2 years ago as well.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, we're not even
and they should have won that game. I don't know if they should have won that game.
We'll get into the.
Yeah, that
imagine Onana Champions League winner.
Bro, he deserved it. He was so good that season. But again, when you have the best defensive team in front of you, you could look that good. And then you go to a team. I'm not trying to disrespect you.
No, you can.
You go to a team like Manchester United from Inter.
Yeah,
all your confidence is gone. Gone.
Yeah.
You don't have that structure and those defenders in front of them.
No, go ahead. I'll take some United slander. I'll take.
No, that's all I have to say about United. I don't want to hate here, but yeah, no. Inter, they're gonna make it tough. They're gonna score one counter attack goal for sure.
I hope they do. I hope it's not a boring
football. The hope for Inter is that similarly to both Barca legs, you score one or two early in the first 20 or 30 minutes, and then you stay solid.
Yeah.
That's the game plan. You should be fine with, you know, PSG having like 60% of the ball. If you can just keep solid, take your chances as they come to you, that's the game plan. Conversely, for PSG, if they do that, you're gonna need a player to come up with some individualism, like Yamal did. You're gonna need like a Kvara, you know, top curler. You're gonna need Doué to go off or something. Like your system and your intricate passes are so good, but there will be moments where you need to have like one guy stepping up.
There's been a lot of moments in the season where we've played against low blocks. And compared to other seasons, I think this season we've kind of dealt with them a little bit better.
Yeah.
I remember we played against Arsenal in October. It was a low block. We weren't able to beat it. But ever since then, we've actually beaten low blocks. When City were 2-0 up against us, they were kind of sitting in their low block and we beat that.
Yeah,
that's true.
When Girona, I mean, I thought it was a difficult win, but they were playing a low block and we had trouble breaking it through, but at the end of the day, we did. So we've kind of improved in that aspect of our game.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little bit iffy about playing against a low block. Especially
because there's no low block like this low block.
Especially if Inter scores. Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Kvaratskhelia is going to have the game of his life.
I think he's truly going to have a
game.
Hey,
you had Barkley go crazy in the Coupe de France final.
Yeah, I think he should start as well.
You think he should start?
Yeah.
Over Doué?
I'm thinking... Okay. If he doesn't start, he's going to come on in the 60th minute. And the same thing for Doué, right? In my head, who will impact the game more as a sub and who has impacted the game more as a sub this season is probably Doué. Yeah. I've preferred when Doué comes on as a sub in the Champions League over Bakura coming on as a sub in the Champions League. And I think Bakura can do some real damage on that right side against DeMarco, who kind of got cooked by Lamine Yamal. I'm not saying Doué or Bakura and Lamine Yamal are on the same wavelengths in terms of skill. But I still think that Bakula can do a dirty job there.
No, it's gonna be close, I think.
And then do it to come on when the legs are tired, with a little with his trickery. I think he can impact the game more if he comes starts.
That's a good sub.
Yeah.
So, you
know if Inter do lose this Champions League final, though, they go trophyless this season. Would you consider that a failed season?
I don't
think
it's a bad season.
No.
Not at all.
Stop. Stop. Don't say anything but no.
But you have to ask the question.
3 or 4 weeks ago, they were on for a treble. Yeah. And if you told an Inter fan that you're not going to win any trophies at that moment, then you would be disappointed. You would. You can't just, like, at some point, you can't just come close. It's different when you're in a project and you're slowly building and you have the future prospects of, okay, next year we buy this piece and this piece and this piece, then will be our time. But for Inter, this is their time. This is their window to win, which is different from other teams. When trophies are on the table, you have to win it, no matter the situation you're in.
At least on one.
And they were on for three. Yeah. They're on for three of those.
You have to capitalize at least on one.
Yes.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, I think they made the most money out of any European club this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have. Mm. Like, I think they didn't spend as much as, like, other top clubs. And they're going to make as much as anyone, especially if they win. They'll make the most. And they came second in the Serie A, so that's a lot, too. So, you know what? At
the end of the day, Club World Cup money coming, too.
It might be a little disappointing not win a trophy, but I think they can't be upset at the season they had, their fans. Especially the matches they put on for them.
Of course.
You can't
be upset. You almost feel like you're so far because you're so close.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the hope that kills you.
Exactly.
Right? That's why it's disappointing.
It is. I think if I'm an Inter fan and they lose on Saturday, I'm
devastated.
I'm not content with the season. At the end of the day, if you're a team like Inter, you have that caliber of manager. You play a great style of football. You dominate throughout the entirety of the season. You should be winning trophies. You should be winning Serie A. Yeah. You should be winning Coppa Italia. You should be winning Super Coppa Italia. Did they lose to Milan in the final, was it? Something like that?
Yeah, Milan.
Like, even if it's just a small trophy, I know we say on this podcast a lot, especially Blake, says that the FA Cups don't really matter or the League Cups don't really matter if you're a really big club. But at the end of the day, if you're an Inter Milan, you need to win trophies. You do. So I'd feel a little bit hard done by if I'm an Inter fan and they don't win on Saturday.
Yeah. You come into the season with expectations of big trophies.
Mm-hmm.
You were in the Champions League final 2 years ago. You lost. You said, okay, let's pick ourselves back up. We'll be in this situation. But when we are back in the situation, we got to take it. And now you are.
They should have won the league this year, though.
And they should have won the league.
They were by
well.
Far the favorite heading into the season and even halfway through the season.
Yes.
And then Napoli out of nowhere.
And they lost the league to a team that came.
Scott McTominay.
10th last year. I know Conte did his magic. I know there's some Scottish magic going on.
Scottish magic. Lukaku.
He'll never admit it. Some Scottish magic.
I know. He never admit it.
Scottish magic.
McTominay was fantastic this year.
Thank you.
Wow. That hurt him.
But overrated?
No.
With Lukaku.
Yeah, true.
I don't know how. Lukaku, I think, had like 9 assists.
Yeah, Lukaku is completely
transformed. Put up numbers.
Under Conte.
We're going to look back on his career.
Mm-hmm.
In 15 years, be like, we didn't appreciate him.
Great club striker. Yeah. Not on the international stage, let's be honest.
But like, have you ever heard of like the Hall of Very Good? Like it's like an American sports thing.
The Hall of
Fame is a very American sport.
Oh, yes. North American. Yes, yes.
The Hall of Very Good is like.
Just under?
Yeah. He's like above that, but below Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He might even sneak in, but him as a striker, like everywhere he went, he scored. He scored at Everton. He scored at West Brom. He kind of scored at United too.
He scored a lot for United, to be fair. But just
And then when he went away from England, he did the same thing. So
even better,
Inter? He was nasty.
He was nasty at Inter,
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. But now they have, you know who I think is underrated or underappreciated? Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, totally.
100%. He's so underappreciated. I have a lot of other friends that are Prem fans too or like other leagues, and they all think he is horrible.
Because of the World Cup final.
They all think he is terrible and like,
yeah,
an overrated striker,
or the World Cup in general, I'd say.
I guess,
bro. If you had told me,
skewed our brains, man. The World Cup skewed our brains. Well, it makes me
like,
so mad.
It's like that argument last pod you made about Emi Martinez. Yeah. The general football fan will tune into a World Cup final, and that's pretty much it.
That's true.
Like they'll tune into the biggest game,
Copa
like
America.
The casual football fan, right? But Copa America last year, he did amazing.
True.
He was in Ballon d'Or. He was in the Ballon d'Or race. Would he finish top five or something like that?
Yeah, he finished top five. He could be in it again this year.
Yeah. But if you strictly just watch the World Cup final, you in your head, you already have that thought that he's a bad player. Yeah. But he's not. He's not. Yeah.
He's good.
He's probably one of Inter's most useful players. I really like Thuram this season, though. I really like what he's been doing.
He was on par with Lautaro this season.
Oh, for sure. Maybe even better.
But Lautaro scores when they need him to score. He always finishes when they need him to. True. And
hasn't Mbappe finished top five in Ballon d'Or?
Yeah.
When?
Before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
He definitely has.
I was just about to say, like, if you told me after the World Cup final that Lautaro Martinez was going to get closer to the Ballon d'Or than Kylian Mbappe after that game, I would have called you crazy. But we could be in a situation that actually happens.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
He might have been third.
Probably.
He might have been top three.
If he wins Ballon d'Or, I'm playing some revisionist history about Messi's teammates. Oh.
Yeah?
He had a Ballon d'Or winner on his team. How could you say he carried?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Messi had a lot of Ballon d'Or winners, honestly.
You know who we haven't talked about in this game? The keepers, man.
Yeah.
They're going to be massive in this game. Don on one side, Sommer on the other.
Am I crazy to say that the Sommer hype is a little... He's a great keeper, and I don't want to bite my words.
It's deserved.
I don't want to get stabbed in the back by my words, but let's relax. Like, he had a decent campaign and one great semifinal. Two good semifinal legs against Barcelona.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some people are comparing him to Prime Neuer here.
No way.
I mean, I haven't seen that.
Some people are saying he's been the best goalkeeper in the Champions League this season.
No shot.
Which is not true.
No shot.
It's Donnarumma.
Yeah. It's Donnarumma. 100%. But I think it's close.
Best keeper in the world.
Six goals over two legs. Kind of hard to say you played that well.
Yeah.
I mean, that well over a whole Champions League campaign, I guess. But he's definitely been one of the best, for sure.
Yeah.
He hasn't been even the best keeper in Serie A this year.
Yeah.
Svilar. Yeah. Like you were saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Svilar was the best keeper. But again, he has the best defense in front of him. It makes his job way easier. Like Onana when he was at Inter. Makes their job way easier. And I think he's done enough to help them win, especially in that second leg.
Onana's got glorified because he played for Inter?
100%. Mm. 100%.
Have you heard my Onana song, by the way?
You have an Onana song?
I won't play it.
No, not today.
No.
Please. Shout out Asian All-Stars, man. Anyways.
I was going to say, just before you go. Like, is it crazy that I smell a goalkeeping mistake in this final?
Yeah, no, it's not crazy.
Like, from either one of them. I don't know who.
I wouldn't be surprised if after this incredible campaign from the second leg of the round 16 onwards, Donnarumma pulls out a stinker.
Yeah, I can just see one.
And I'm coming into, and I'm in no pod, way. And I'm just yeah. I'm ripping.
Or like a 50-50 where something just doesn't go the way of...
Yeah.
Of who we want.
Like a Lloris in the World Cup final type moment.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, yeah.
He was injured, by the way.
Lloris was injured then?
Was he not?
I don't think
so. No, you're thinking about the 2016 Euros. Got injured on the Guerrero free kick.
He was injured.
Did you know Portugal won that game, actually?
They did. Good for you, man. Good for you.
That's pretty much all they won.
It is factually all we won, yes.
You guys don't have a World Cup?
Nations League and Euros. Don't
forget.
Hey, we got Nations League coming up.
Eusebio back in the day didn't even carry you guys to the World
Cup. We are not doing Nations League talk.
I don't know why you're so against it.
Why? Why the fuck are we talking about that shitty ass fucking tournament? Who cares? What does it do for you?
Was it a shitty round of games last time around? Or in March?
I couldn't tell you.
Every single game went to extra time, I remember. Portugal beat Denmark in extra time.
Poland scored. Remember that?
Guys, who cares?
I think we were the only team that didn't go to
Are you guys through?
No, I think we lost to Germany, right?
Oh, yeah.
We had a great second half of the second leg.
You see? Like, people watch this.
Great second half of the second leg.
No, I get
leg,
it, though. It's tough to pay... Like, if you don't have a country you're rooting for, it's tough to pay attention when the games are happening 4 months apart.
But I thought you were 1/16th French, so I guess you kind of have that affinity.
Fuck off.
Yeah, because my... Babchi, shout out this piece, but she was born in France.
Okay.
So I think by, like, FIFA rules, I'm allowed to...
To play.
Yeah. So I'm essentially Lloris.
That's fair.
He was the only him and Lamela, only two Tottenham players over. Yeah,
you mentioned that a lot.
Yeah,
the only Tottenham players you like.
Yeah,
I think we have a Gold Cup coming up as well for Canada.
Yeah, I'll watch that. No, it's not Gold Cup. It's like the Canadian.
The
CONCACAF.
That in itself is essentially
CONCACAF Nations League.
No, it's like its own random fucking glorified friendlies. Like, I think Nigeria's in it. I think, like, look it up. It's like the Canadian, Canadian Shield or something.
Is that your national team, Blake?
What?
Canada?
Yeah.
It's CONCACAF Gold Cup.
And Poland?
It's Gold Cup.
So, but that's not the big one, because and Poland, yes. The Gold Cup, remember the Gold Cup, we can't even bring our full 11. We can only bring like under 23s or something.
No, it's like the Olympics.
Yeah. It's different this year because of Nations League. I don't even know.
No, it's the Canadian Shield. Hold on.
There are two friendlies we're playing against Ukraine and Ivory Coast.
Yeah. Wait, go into those.
It just says friendly on FUTMOB.
But that's like the Canadian Shield tournament thing.
Okay, Canada tournament. Somebody keep yapping.
And you're telling me that we shouldn't talk about Nations League, but you guys are talking about
Canadian
Gold Cup.
Yeah, no, that's TELUS Canadian Championship.
No. The Canadian Shield is an upcoming invitational international men's soccer tournament that will be held in Toronto. It will be contested by Canada, Ukraine, the Ivory Coast, and New Zealand.
What?
And the tournament will take place from June 7th to 10th.
What a tourney.
Wow.
So that's what I have to deal with. Poland sucks. They're fucking on the L's. They're not going to get anywhere anytime soon. My boy.
Oh my God, is Ahmad going to play in Canada?
Shout out New Jersey's plug.
Ahmad's playing in Canada.
But they, is Ahmad going to play? They suck, probably. They suck. Right. And then
I'm going to have to pull out.
Pull out?
Pull out.
You probably should be doing that. So yeah, it's tough for Blake and on the international front. Okay.
Not bad. Poland has some decent players.
No.
Zalewski?
No, yeah, they suck.
Zalewski?
Dude, Poland sucks. We haven't had a consistent manager in the last like 4 years. The system's never worked. And then the players are just old. They're all old. You want to talk about no one exciting? Like
Chesney.
Yeah, my boy. He's coming back. Eh?
Actually, there's no way, bro.
Yeah. No, he's signing another contract with Barca.
What?
Here we go. That's crazy. Confirmed. Yeah. But
hey, quick
he's not going to play much, I don't think.
Quick little fuck TFC while we're on the topic.
Yeah. It's funny because this pod like kind of started out as a thing that we were supposed to, you know, talk about TFC.
I remember that.
The Canadian.
Canadian thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That was our pitch.
So they were up 1-0, which is like kind of crazy because they're never up 1-0. And then they gave up 2 goals in 10 minutes in the 86th and like 90th minute. And yeah, the club is a
pouring rain for all the fans that pulled up in the pouring rain. I was supposed to go, but
I was also supposed to go.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It's wraps for them, man.
Anyways.
Inter PSG combined 11?
Let's do that real quick. Because
you're not going to like what I have to say about this.
First question, what's our formation?
That's for combined 11s, you just have to do 4-3-3.
I think
4-3-3.
And you have to do 4-3-3, but you have to consider like the fullback / wingbacks as like what they are.
Okay.
And Dembele is getting considered as a winger.
No, he's not.
Yes, Donnarumma is a net.
Donnarumma is a net.
Agree on
100%.
That?
100%.
Okay.
Right back, anyone?
Right back is Hakimi.
Yeah. Right back's Hakimi.
Yeah.
Center backs of like.
Dumfries. No. Dumfries was so good. He was so good against Barcelona, but he's not better than Hakimi.
Yeah.
Hakimi's been the best right back in the world.
All right. No delusion here. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Bastoni is one of the center backs.
Bastoni, Pacho.
And probably Pacho.
Bastoni, Pacho.
No arguments for Acerbi in there? Okay.
No.
Left back.
Nuno Mendes.
Loki.
Yeah, put in DiMarco that got cooked by Lamine Yamal, please.
Bro, it was
Nuno Mendes.
He got cooked by Sax.
No.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. He also did.
And Loki got cooked by Rashford, too.
Nuno Mendes.
Yeah, he did. Loki played on the other wing.
He played
on
the other wing. But we'll play on the right sometimes.
He also shut up Salah, who at the time was the best player in the world.
That is true.
Thank you.
If
Nuno Mendes would have had a tough time
shut up Salah.
Marking Yamal also. It would have been.
Of course. It's Lamine Yamal. But from this season, I'm sorry, Nuno Mendes has been the best left back in the world.
I can get
Oh my god, best
think,
left back in the world.
Well, who else, Blake? Tell me. Miles Lewis-Kelly?
Low-key, maybe.
Heading into the season, DiMarco was the most valuable left back.
It's him and Balde.
I think
how I meant
Balde,
but DiMarco
Balde.
Overall, but DiMarco
Balde
overall.
Balde probably had the best.
DiMarco has a body of work. You have to consider it.
Who can you imagine having a bigger impact, at least offensively? Obviously, DiMarco.
Yeah.
I don't even think so.
DiMarco in the knockouts? DiMarco, I mean, like...
He wasn't that good.
The amount of times Nuno Mendes drives the team forward goes unnoticed. I'm sorry. It seriously does. And we always talk about Hakimi being that guy to bomb up forward, and we see Hakimi on the left wing sometimes, on the right wing at striker. Nuno Mendes also does that. And the amount of times that we've also seen him pass it to Dembele that comes in to get the ball in the midfield to start the attack, that's also very underrated in this game. A lot of people are seeing Nuno Mendes as this defensive left back that shut up Salah and did well against Saka over the two legs. But he also has that attacking game that practically no one is talking about. Like, I'm seriously seeing not many people talk about his attacking game when he's the reason why we're one goal up against Aston Villa. He's the one that technically scored the winner, if you think about it.
I'm down for it.
No,
I think
he's good attacking. DiMarco's better attacking, for sure.
100%. DiMarco's also come
that
off.
That assist?
DiMarco's also basically a left winger.
I've seen a lot of Carlos Augusto early subs. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
He doesn't have the stamina right now.
Stamina's important. Stamina's important, man.
But again, he's playing all the way up and all the way back. He plays whole pitch.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what
also, I swore DeMarco was like, I did this last time we talked about him. I swore he was like 35. How is he 27?
27.
He looks 35.
He looks like Arnaldo.
Are we taking Nuno?
Yeah, we'll take Nuno.
I suppose.
Let's take Nuno.
Okay, number one midfielder, Barella, 100%.
The three is easy.
Midfielder are Vitinha, João Neves, and Barella.
Yep. Easy.
Okay.
That's easy.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, Fabian. I agree with that. But whatever. The wingers are tough because Inter don't play wingers. Mm-hmm. But I want to consider Thuram for at least one of these positions.
Let's just do three attackers. The three best attackers.
I like that.
Well, we can put Dembele on the right wing if we put Thuram up top. I don't mind that.
Just the three best attackers.
Marchiglia, Thuram, Dembele.
Yep, done. I agree with that.
Lautaro?
Not this. Like, Lautaro right now, make this it season, not this season, or like at this moment, Thuram 100%.
We just called him underrated, right?
I thought Lautaro was having like a brilliant season.
He's having a good season, but Thuram is just, I think he's having a much better season than Lautaro. He's been much more important.
Who did he fry? Was it Kubarsi that he stripped the ball off for Fratesi's goal? I don't even think he stripped the ball. He made a nice turn.
One of the two Barcelona center backs.
Yeah, he
plays so well back against the goal.
Nice turn, and then he found Fratesi.
Oh, right. It was Araujo.
Oh, yeah, Araujo. He cooked him so badly. Got the ball to Fratesi, who, I don't know, patience. Fake shot, little stutter step. Perfect shot, too.
No, I think Thuram definitely deserves a spot in this 11 over Lautaro.
He's going to be, honestly. I don't know what to say, but I really think that one of the two are going to score for sure.
Probably.
One of the two for sure have to score.
So what is that? How many Inter players are in there? Three?
One.
Three. Four.
Three.
It's three.
Barella, it's Bastoni. It's Barella. It's Thuram. That's it.
Yep.
Wow.
And guess what?
They'll still beat us.
I mean, your biggest star is your system.
Yeah, but same 100%. With us. Same with
if
us.
If we're
and Bastoni,
you have more individuals.
The biggest star in this your year's PSG star is team your is Luis Enrique.
If we're doing a combined 11 with a manager, who's the manager?
It's Luis Enrique.
I don't think so.
No shot.
Yeah, no, it can't be.
No shot.
It can't be.
We just talked about how the only reason why they're here is because of their
system.
Who's
playing the best football in the world?
But right it's now? We're not.
It's the two best. Both of them are.
Who's getting the result with the team?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't always have to be the prettiest football. Like if
but PSG have been getting the results while also playing
we talked about them having the better talent. We just admitted that they have the better talent. So if Inter has the less talent, but their manager is getting the most out of that team, who's an aging team, who like we said has the belief that they can win every game because of their system, I think that that's a testament to the manager. Absolutely,
who's our bro?
I'm cheering for Inter now. I'm an Inter fan for this final.
That's almost as bad as Julian Benfica, bro.
My bad.
That is 100 times worse.
Nah, you know what? I'll claim him for this final. So our center backs for this final. God. I don't know if you start Bisek or Pavard.
Is Pavard back?
I think he's back.
Bisek's been playing decent.
But he makes too many mistakes.
True.
Way too many mistakes. True. Turns the ball over a lot.
I was going to go back to Luis Enrique. If you had told me last season, after losing our best player, that we'd be in the Champions League final playing the best football of any team this year, bar maybe Barcelona, I would slap you across the face. I would laugh in your face.
Ewing theory, bro.
What?
Ewing theory. I talked about this.
What are these American sports references?
Oh, my God.
I saw that you put that in the video.
Because there's like 5 in 10 minutes.
Bro, I watch a lot of American sports, okay?
I know.
But it's true. Fine. Your best player leaves and you become better because... I don't know why, but
because of the coach, because of the manager.
We're not praying that happens for
theories. Are we just about to say team? They won the fucking
game. They got shit.
Multiple sports, but we need.
Should we review conference now?
Oh fuck off!
Are you serious?
We can.
No Wi-Fi.
Damn, but
you know what's crazy too? If Betis won, like sure, I would have called them. I wouldn't have even cared.
I saw someone.
I guess I kind of like Chelsea too, though. But
Chelsea fans.
Who did Chelsea play in the semis? Anybody?
Bodo.
Legia Warsaw.
Oh, no, Bodo,
Fiorentina,
sorry.
No.
That was Betis that played.
They played Legia Warsaw?
I think they did.
Wait.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi team.
If it was Betis, Legia Warsaw, would we be talking about the Conference League final?
Probably.
Please.
No, I would watch
no
it.
The fuck we wouldn't.
I would have watched
bro.
It.
Bro, what?
I would
name me a Legia Warsaw
no,
player.
No, they played Djurgården, actually.
Who the fuck?
Even more no Wi-Fi team.
Who the fuck?
They played Djurgården, which is a team in Sweden. They are 11th in Sweden right now in the Swedish league.
Do you see what I'm saying, lads? If it had been Arfa against
But it wasn't.
Come on, man. What you know? They have, oh, they have Bergvall. Theo Bergvall. Maybe. Gulliksen, Kraken player. All right, the season just started. Only 10 games in.
Okay.
Of the Swedish Allsvenskan.
Yeah, I remember that on FIFA. Yeah.
I do remember. I know that. I do know that.
But no, we can talk about it.
We should talk about it.
Take it away, lads.
I think Isco needs to be talked about specifically.
We've been talking about him all season.
We have been talking about all season, but I think he truly is the definition of.
Say it.
He ages like fine wine. Yeah. Like class is permanent. Class is permanent, and Isco is like the perfect embodiment of that. This guy, he just, and it's all season he's been playing at this level. But to the people that didn't watch any of Real Betis' games this season, that was a slap in the face and a reminder of how truly good that player is. This guy, he just oozes football. He is football. He might not be the quickest on the pitch anymore.
He didn't lose his tech. He might have lost his speed.
He didn't lose his technical ability. And this guy has the ability of finding a pass wherever, whenever you need him to. And when the team was down this season, and when Real Betis was kind of trailing, who was that guy to count onto? It was Isco.
Yep.
And his first half specifically against Chelsea, he was the best player on that pitch. Maybe even in the entire game, he was the best player on that pitch. But that first half against Chelsea, I was seriously reminiscing of his prime in Madrid. I seriously was. Because he was that good.
I saw some highlights.
You can call me a glazer. You can call me all this. But he was that good.
I know.
He was good.
He was good, yeah.
Like, I watched the highlights. It's like this ball is moving in slow motion.
But
bro.
It's so fluid. Everything he does, he always makes the right pass. He always makes the right decision.
Of course.
He always knows who to find. He knows when to shoot. He knows when to pass. That assist for Abde. Many players would have shot the ball against... If they're in that situation,
yeah,
he passes it to Abde and it leads to the first goal.
To who?
Abde, Ezazuli, Abdel Samed.
I can't knock your ball knowledge. To be fair,
I think Enzo matched
them. Hey, the final was in Poland, eh?
Yeah,
the Tarczynski Arena.
Warclaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Did you see Chelsea fans getting sprayed with a water gun?
I didn't.
They're playing cannon, I should say. Water gun kind of underestimates the strength of that they got hit by.
Wait, why? What happened?
Look it up. It was like the riot police or something. They got sprayed the fans with a water cannon.
That's crazy. Swear to God.
Senior Assassin's vibes.
why the fuck didn't we have that?
You didn't have that?
You had that?
I didn't have it. No, you didn't.
Shut up, Antoine. Bro. That was a thing?
Yeah.
We didn't have it. Our
I didn't have it either.
No, it was my brother did it. This.
We had a water balloon like day. We had a water balloon fight.
Was it serious for you guys?
It was so serious that they started suspending people that were doing
it. Bro, my brother and our high school that we went to, bro, they were like wearing their goggles everywhere. To the gym, like everywhere they went.
Why?
Bro, they would like drive to get pick up bounties. Like, bro, they were so serious about it.
Yeah, no, I think it was $500 for the winner, bro.
$700 for my brother's. That's crazy. Bro. They were taking it so serious.
Oh, wait, what the hell?
Bro, my brother would go to like our family like functions and dinners with goggles.
That's yeah, crazy. My brother's been doing that too. There's been goggles on our counter for weeks.
It's low key embarrassing. Chat.
No, it was crazy. Fun, bro. It's like you're
a I would win that shit because I just stay cooped up in here all the time.
You'd just be a loser?
Yeah.
No, but you have a time limit.
I'd be a loser.
There's a time limit.
I'd be a loser with a band, all right?
If you don't, if you don't. Killed.
You win a grand?
If you don't...
$500. Yes,
it's like a prize pool.
If you don't water gun shoot your person in 24 hours, you get eliminated.
24 hours?
That's a good rule.
That's sure, it?
That's 24 hours.
That was like a week.
24 hours.
Oh, shit. So you got to be like...
My brother, like... Because I think my brother's whole grade did it or whatever, there's like hundreds of people.
Okay, that's crazy.
In it. And so... Like the whole grade basically, and they all like they had like 24 hours. If you didn't,
that's loser shit, bro.
Like maybe like, 2 days, maybe 48.
You're like staying in a Walmart parking lot for 2 hours waiting for your Target to finish work,
camping outside of the gym. Oh no, yeah, that's what my brother did.
Your Target comes out with goggles, bro.
That's what my brother went to Fortino's because his buddy was working at, or the guy he had to kill was at Fortino's working. Yeah. The guy walks out with goggles on, walks out.
Imagine you finish a 12-hour shift, you walk out, and you're like, sorry, bro. Oh, I'd be hated.
I can tell Blake wants to talk about the Conference League right now.
I don't. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying, that's how you know nothing happened in football.
Enzo. Enzo was pretty good.
Enzo Fernandez, but Cole Palmer specifically.
That midfield trio.
Paul Kolmer. I watched that clip the other day.
What clip?
Where I coined Paul Kolmer. It was the clip where I came in late. You coined
Paul Kolmer?
Well, because you know I do Koireen.
Yeah.
I didn't coin that. Someone else did.
Right.
But I accidentally said Paul Kolmer when I came in because I was like, oh, sorry, I'm frazzled. It's my first like minute on the pod. Mm. Then I say it again. I'm like, no, Paul Kolmer. That's a new thing.
It's like how you coined Wonderwall.
Yeah, I didn't coin Wonderwall.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I cleaned it.
Yeah.
No, you started it.
Thank you.
Like Joseph Wall Wonderwall?
Yeah.
You started that?
No. But one of my videos went, one of the fan first videos went pretty fast.
Yeah.
But going back to Cole Palmer, Paul Kolmer now.
Yeah.
Even though he has a bad hour or a bad 60 minutes, the
bad 2025, to be fair.
Yeah, a bad second half of the season, let's be honest.
It's a downgrade. I don't think it was that bad. If you look at statistically, it wasn't that bad.
He didn't score 2025 for like specifically. 3 months, no? Like, his season was decent. The first half of the season was good. But the second half of the season was bad. Yeah. And the way that he started the final, the first 60 minutes, they were atrocious. Let's just say how it is. They were very, very bad. But the way he could find that quality in instances like this, we were talking about this with Lamine Yamal when he had a bad game during El Clasico. The way he can find those moments of brilliance and just flip a game on its head, that's what separates the average players from the really, really good players. And that's what Cole Palmer did.
Yeah.
You can hate on his invisible 2025 all you want. But at the end of the day, his record in finals are impeccable.
Yeah.
I think I saw some stats where in every final he's been in, he's had at least one goal contribution in them.
How many finals has
he scored in the Euro, right?
In quite a couple.
Has he been another one for Chelsea? I don't think so. The last one I think of is for City in the Super Cup.
And the Euros, yeah.
And the Euro.
The goal
he scored.
Ah, in the Euros, yes.
He scored in the Euros. He scored in that Super Cup against City. But I'm pretty sure in finals, he's always had a goal contribution. So what would you rather have in a final? A guy that's consistent year-round and has a mid-tier performance? Or a guy that maybe has been invisible for most part of the season and then just turns up in the final?
Yeah,
I think I know my answer.
That's fair.
And that's what Cole Palmer did.
And he's also just not the player he has been for the past.
No, he's not.
He's better.
But you can tell there's still that quality in him. Yeah. It's those players that even if they had bad performances, even if they're on bad stints, you can still tell that they're so good at football that they can just flip a game on its head.
Shout out Badia Shield, man. I kind of didn't know he still played.
He had a stinker.
But
he didn't have a great game, man.
Shio Badia Shile will always
Can't wait for the new FPL names. You're joining that next year, eh?
FPL?
Yeah.
Say that.
Good.
Aaron too.
Which means they're a part of the forfeit then.
Of course. Shit, I'll wear an Inter jersey as a forfeit.
You would wear an Inter jersey gladly, bro.
100%. I don't know. Okay.
We have to think about
it. I love
Milan kit.
When Milan Italian kit. Football teams succeed.
I thought Inter were bigger rivals than Juve. I'm pretty sure they are, bro.
I don't think so.
Or than Milan, I mean.
No.
No way.
To Juve.
Well, it could be like how I kind of hate United more than Tottenham. Maybe. Like, yeah.
Fair.
But, no, honestly, I like when Italian teams succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I love players. That's what, like, for footy, I love players more than I love teams. Mm-hmm. So that's why I liked Juve, because I love Pirlo, Marchisio, Bonucci, Chiellini.
I want to ask you this, because I know they're, but do you love that? Okay, so you said you love players more than other teams. But do you love, like, soccer more? Or do you love, like, the team more? Like, do you love the sport of football more?
Football, 100%.
Okay.
Than the team.
What did I say?
You said the team.
Yeah, I was wrong.
No way.
I was
wrong.
But
I love the sport. I love the players. And that's why I started, like, Juve. I don't like anyone on this Juve team. I like a lot of players on this Inter team.
You don't like Bremer?
Not anymore.
Nah, you can't do this,
you don't
though.
Like, you don't, I don't like, you don't like Kefren?
Nah, I like him.
Yeah, thank you. You don't like Yildiz?
I do like him. Yeah,
see, and when they get back, like he'll be happy again. Like that's just the way sports work.
I just went
3 for 3 on players that he likes. Like,
I really like Inter. I really like Inter. I love Barella and Bastoni. Those are my guys.
That's cool.
Watch out, next World Cup.
I would be.
Well, this I'm wearing this jersey right here.
For me, it's almost the same thing with French football, but I draw the line at Marseille. Like, you can't. There's,
bro, just say, like, I don't know.
If Rabiot scores in World Cup winner, I'm not sure I'm celebrating.
That's
because that fucking scum.
That's disgraceful.
No.
That's disgraceful.
No, because that scum got brought up from PSG. He's in the PSG academy. He gets his first few minutes in PSG. Matuidi has to leave the club so that he can play, and then he still does that and goes to Marseille.
Hey, lad, you're winning.
True.
You won. No, you won the breakup. Don't worry.
True. But if it's like a group stage game, I'm not sure I'm celebrating.
I'm celebrating.
Let bygones be bygones.
I'm celebrating.
He's not a bygone. He's a goal.
I hate
rat.
That. What does that mean? What is a bygone?
He's a rat. He's not. He's more like than water a bygone.
He's garbage too.
But no, like what is a bygone?
No, he's been good this season.
I don't know.
It's not the same BSA.
He's been good.
He was good like 2 years, 3 years ago, I think, or 2 years ago. He had a good season.
He's always been a consistent midfielder in my eyes. But no, he's seriously, he's a rat. Like
he's a rat.
If it was like Jonathan Klose who played for Marseille, I would be fine.
Bro,
I'd be fine with that. But if it's Rabiot,
bro, Kefren could go play with his brother in Inter, and not.
You know who I miss?
I'd really happy.
That's Jeremy Roussillon.
Good.
Who's he?
Yeah.
Wolfsburg.
You know Roussillon? What?
Jerome.
Yeah.
If you played FIFA, you would know him.
Yeah.
Meta.
I'm actually meta. Started playing.
He had a couple caps for the team, for the France national team.
I didn't even know that. No, I don't think he did.
Is there a Canadian that we hate a lot?
You see, Promise David win the title for
Jordan Nelson.
Yo,
for Union Saint Gilloise.
What was that
for USG?
Yeah.
He Promise David.
Yeah,
bro, he was playing like in the depths of
the Malton League.
Yeah, I was like, what? That's a crazy rise.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Scored against me on FIFA the other day.
We don't Jordan Nelson. Nice. We do hate him, but it's kind of our own fault because we let him go. We didn't renew his contract.
He's also just a bitch.
Yeah.
Same with That youngster.
Is Jaquiel still?
Jaquiel Marshall.
Oh, Jaquiel is the, but he sucks, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's bad, right?
Yeah.
I remember commenting on a video back in the day when he was still like a. How old is he now, Jaquiel?
He's our age.
21. Our age, I think. Yeah. Or maybe a year younger.
When he was like 17, he was coming up, right?
Yeah.
And there was a video that TFC posted, and it was a crossbar challenge, and they missed every single one of them.
Yeah.
And
I
commented, like, these guys are pro footballers or something, and I got so in shape for that. Everyone fucking. Oh, you don't know what it's like to play. You don't know the pressure.
Yeah, he's 20.
I always heard about that guy because my buddy went to school with him growing up. Because he went to school at like Downsview Park, where that's where we live. That's where I live. So he went to school with a lot of guys that I grew up with, and they said, bro, it's gonna be like the next big thing, glazing and posting everything about him. But I watched him play once for TFC, and I knew this guy was going right to like. Scotland or something useless.
Hey, don't hit on the Scottish league though.
He's not a bad player.
He's not even gonna make it out of MLS. He's gonna be an MLS, a career MLS.
Yeah,
player.
He's not making
it out of there.
Nelson's bottom better. Dweller.
Schaffelberg. That's who TFC
you like, right?
I love Schaffelberg.
He's good.
Yeah, of course, we love Schaffelberg.
He has passion.
Yeah.
Ending this episode off with a tier list.
Yes, let's get back on the European football. Yeah.
I'm not gonna know any of these finals, by the way.
It's fine.
Crazy. Okay.
No,
so
we'll help out.
Last segment of the day, just to fill out time, we are ranking the last 10?
12
Champions League finals. We've had some all-timers. We've had some stinkers over the years. But I think every final since 2012.
Or 2013.
2013. We're putting in a tier list today. What are the tiers, Antoine?
So obviously we have the GOAT category.
Of course.
Of course. The one GOAT category.
This is for next year's final.
This is, yeah, it's reserved actually. This is the format that we did last time with the transfers, right? So you have one team or one final in the GOAT tier. Three finals in the huge final tier. Big final. Solid. If you need to go rewatch it,
very memorable.
Yeah. Good final. Decent. Nothing
valid.
Nothing to complain about.
Valid.
Three teams there as well. We not here, of course.
The best category.
The best. Some would say the best.
Some would say the best category.
Because some finals, we're not here.
Yeah,
we're not here for it. And then finally, the snooze fest.
Yeah.
Where
they should all be in there, but.
Yeah, I was. This is the last 10 Champions League final, and if we had more space for the snooze fest category, we seriously should have put more.
That's the difficulty of this tier list.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of big finals missing out. Obviously, the Liverpool comeback, the 3-3.
Yep.
There's prime Barca that we're missing out on 2009, 2011.
Yeah.
There's some good finals there, but it's okay. We'll do
United. United winning it.
Honestly, now that you're saying this, like a lot of snooze fest.
Did you
kinda...
watch that final?
2008? My dad probably was.
Okay. A lot of what?
A lot of, bro, all these snooze fests kind of is like playing in the Inter's favor. Inter wins the snooze fest games. That's they're the snooze fest goats. Actually, Juve under Allegri was.
So we'll go in no particular order. Starting with the most recent one, Real Madrid Dortmund 2024.
Dortmund had the lead, right?
You know what?
No, 2-0.
You know what? This one is not going that low just because of like the narratives over it.
Uh-huh.
And watching the game, you were just like really hoping that like Royce could just do something.
But they didn't play that bad.
But you knew. I remember watching that, dude. You absolutely knew how that was going to go. It was 0-0 at halftime, but nobody thought that Dortmund were going to do anything.
I thought
all they, collectively, we all went, we know how the script is going to go.
They weren't playing that bad.
We knew how the script was going to go. But yeah, in that first half, let's not forget, they were the ones with the better chances.
They were.
I remember Kyrie Medeyemi had like an open goal that he missed. Yeah. Like that, where one of the defenders.
Yeah, it was like
back.
A half breakaway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a post in there as well for Dortmund. Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the game and in the first half specifically, Dortmund, they have a lot of chances to make it 1-0. They have a lot of chances to go up on the scoreline. So just based off of that, I don't think it's a bad final because both teams have had chances, right? So I'm leaning.
I'm going good final.
Good.
Just, yeah, from the names on here, we have to go bottom a good final.
Julian,
I'm thinking we not there, here, bro. Before, I know there's going to be... I was thinking tentative snooze fest. I did not... I just didn't enjoy last year's final.
That's fair.
Because I knew how it was going to go.
I didn't really either, but then there's 4-1
Carvajal, right?
This.
Scored the first goal.
Carvajal scored the first goal.
So we got to pick our poison here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I say tentative snooze fest because I know there's gonna be
snooze
many
fest?
More.
Snooze fest is crazy,
bro. I did not. I didn't like it.
It also had the best. It also had such a good narrative.
Like it was, but it was the narratives that we missed out on. I remember when it was the Champions League semifinals last year. I ranked which potential finals would be the most hype, and bottom of those options was this final right here.
But
I did not like it.
But did it deliver expectations? That the expectations.
It delivered expectations to a fault. Because I knew, Real Madrid are going to win this game. And they did, comfortably, even though Dortmund looked good in the first half. If Dortmund won the final, or if it was close, then it would be good.
So you're saying
while it was close at halftime, I remember being so unimpressed. I remember the TNT or CBS panel was going like, yeah, well, we know TNT. How this is going to go. Like we know how this is going to go.
I just don't think you can... judge this final being bad just because Dortmund didn't finish their chances. We still all had that hope after the first half that Dortmund were able to do something.
Yeah.
Even though deep down we knew that it would probably be another Courtois masterclass and then Real Madrid would go on to win 1-0. What Dortmund had shown in the first half was worthy of us thinking that they could do something.
And low-key, like, Madrid's first win in, like...
2 years.
A little
bit?
2 years. Oh, yeah.
This was peak Black Magic Madrid.
Yeah.
Last year's campaign was the reason why nobody gave Arsenal a chance this year. It's because Real Madrid, this was right after the Bayern tie, the Hossolu winner, the Real Madrid just refusing to lose.
Yeah. Leipzig.
This is peak, just it's impossible for them to lose in the Champions League. And that narrative, I'm sorry, played a part in how I perceived this final to my fault. I should have been excited, but I just wasn't because I knew exactly how this final was going to go. And that is why, to me, it's at least a we not here. Now,
okay,
I also recognize that there are some stinkers on this list, which will probably boost this one higher than I actually have it. But
where are you putting it? Good final?
Good final.
Okay, so we're aggregating it.
I think if that's the bar for good final, I think
we're... Bottom of good final.
Bottom
of good final. It wasn't a great final.
Champions League finals are not in a good place.
Good final. Good final.
But go on.
You want to talk about a snooze fest. City-Chelsea 2021.
Yeah, you can put it.
My,
I couldn't even tell you what happened in that game.
You know what? High, because City
Kai
lost,
Havertz.
I will have it higher. I'll have it a we
Are
not
you
here.
Serious right now?
City beating.
Who invited him, bro?
City beating Inter. I have lower because.
No.
Ah,
come on.
Okay. No. Fine. Fine. No. What? No. Fine. Quality of the game was terrible. I was just excited and nervous because I wanted Chelsea to win.
The seats weren't fully filled because of COVID. Still.
Shout out.
What can you do?
All of these.
Hey. Let me go to the bottom of we not here.
Yeah. Maybe in the bottom of we not here.
You know what? Yeah,
top
fair enough. It was a bag. I would not want to rewatch.
You know
that
what?
Game.
I'll put it in bottom and we not here.
Okay.
Only for Kai.
I remember seeing Sergio Aguero crying. Just made that a great.
Like there's like kind of moments there towards the end where
Messi
City...
hate, City hate.
Okay, yeah,
I'll always hate City, bro.
Snooze fest.
There's moments there towards the end of the game where City are kind of coming back. I was gonna say silly. Where City are kind of pushing for that goal. I remember Aguero
they,
had
though?
A last-minute shot that just sailed right over the bar. But throughout the entirety of the game, like the 90 minutes, I wouldn't recommend going back and watching that.
I was watching.
I
that
wouldn't
with,
want to.
I was watching that with my...
snooze fest,
but I watched it with
Top
with my dad.
Fest?
Top of snooze fest or bottom of we not here?
Just put in snooze fest for now.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll see how it turns out. What is next, Santo?
The next final is Bayern Dortmund 2013.
That's high.
Man,
that's high.
Do I remember much about it?
Is
no,
that high?
I don't
know. That's the goal line clearance. That's the Robin winner in extra time.
Yeah,
extra time?
The 87th.
Minute. Or, late on in the game.
Buzzer beater, basically, to win the Champions League.
2013 is a little bit out of our, clearness, but we've watched this game back, and it's...
There's moments. Special moments. Might have
to do that right now.
Guys, that was twelve years ago.
Absolutely. There's we were not even ten. Who was it? The goal line clearance. Was it Subotic?
Nevin Subotic.
What did you know about him?
Oh my and god!
But that Dortmund team was very good. I remember,
bro. Yes. Ribery, Robin. Is that who's in net? Weidenfeller?
Yeah, no. Probably.
No. Yeah,
yeah. Weidenfeller.
No, that's low key ball knowledge, bro.
Was it Schmelzer left back?
Yep. This is peak Dortmund, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Blaschikowski was in there too.
Oh, bro, yeah. Never.
That's a guy who pulling need right now. Fucking Yakub, baby.
So just based off the names on that pitch, even though, actually no, it was a good final. Let's be honest. I'm it down was. To put it in huge final. Because just based off the names we have here.
Oh.
Yes. Let's put it in.
Look at this lineup. Piszczek, bro. Piszczek. There's another one. Piszczek, Schmelzer. Remember Grosskreutz?
Hummels?
Do you guys remember Kevin Grosskreutz?
Yeah, left wing.
Yeah, apparently he's a right back now.
Gundogan's there. He scores.
Gundo and Sven Bender. Lars? Sven.
Sven.
Sven Bender. Royce, Leva. Yeah,
no. Crazy team.
And you look at that Bayern.
Nuri Sahin came on.
They had Nuri Sahin on the bench, too. Yeah.
And look at that Bayern team, bro. That Bayern team's special as well.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Read out that lineup real quick.
Was that's Alaba's first year? Or like?
Yeah, Alaba, Dante, Boateng, Lam. Fucking Xavi Martinez, bro.
Yeah. Schweinsteiger's still there.
Schweinsteiger, yeah. Muller, Robin, Mandzukic Ribery, scores? Mandzukic.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I miss Xavi Martinez. Not Xavi. Xavi.
I think the nostalgia is kind of driving this final up, but it's still very good. Like, you have the buzzer beater. You have...
Oh, yeah. Let me actually
both teams actually score, which is very rare nowadays, apparently.
Yes.
So, yeah. We'll put it in huge final. I don't mind that.
Yeah. 100%. Mandzukic loves a Champions League final goal.
What's next? Next up is Liverpool... Madrid, 2018. Now, am I crazy?
This is a contender. This
am
is
I
a,
crazy?
This is a contender for GOAT. Now, the competition in the final, it was 1-1 at one point, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. You had crazy narratives.
Was it 1-1 or was it 2-1?
It was 1-1. It was Mane tying it up.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember who scored the first goal, but then it was the Bale bicycle kick.
Benzema scored the first
and
goal.
Then
oh, this is GOAT.
And then it was the Karius disaster class.
The first mistake of Karius is Benzema.
Yes,
he rolls the ball.
Oh my god! So I think
low key, would have that gotten disallowed in today's game?
No, because he did have a handle on it.
I don't know.
No, I know, but because like, did he impede the?
Weird.
No.
This one's GOAT.
No, it's not GOAT. I think there's one more final in here.
Which one, bro?
I'm looking at Barca Juve 2015.
Yeah, no, this one's so clear.
I'm going this one.
I'm going City.
Yeah,
this one's so clear.
Are you serious?
It's the Barca.
Guys, I'm serious.
It's the Barca.
That is nostalgia. That is nostalgia.
Barca Glazer and the Juve fan. Yes, me and you were locked. Hey, we're never locked in. We're locked in today.
We're not putting.
He's in the Barca kit.
We're not putting a final that has two goalkeeper mistake at the root of two
but that's
two
what
goals.
Makes it so
that's
good.
That's the entertainment.
You don't understand. That was the most entertaining final I've ever watched in my fucking life.
Okay, put that possible.
Bro, if you were just prioritizing quality of football, then put fucking Inter City high up on the list. It was not... It was
good point.
Entertainment-wise, which is what the game and watching sports is about,
good point.
There is nothing beating 2018, bro.
I am not touching GOAT with this final.
Oh, my
You're
God.
Not nearing that. I'm sorry.
Also, you want to talk about quality of football? Look at the players on that pitch.
And,
look at the players
and
on the Juve Barca pitch.
Of course! But you can say that for both.
You can't say that for both. And narrative of that whole Champions League. Which I know we're not doing, but the narrative of the whole
team. Repeat Ronaldo's last game for Real Madrid.
Not only that, the Roma comeback, and then the Liverpool 7-6, and then them losing in the final because of Karius after... Bro, the narratives in that final were fucking
that the year
top
after?
Tier. What?
The 7-6.
No.
No.
Was it?
No.
Against Barca?
No. This
no,
is
no, no,
7-6
no.
against
seven
Roma.
7-6 against Roma. Yeah, Roma. Yeah, yeah, after Roma beat Barca.
Yeah.
Poor Roma, man.
Sure, the narrative, yes, but
that was a Roma down.
They beat Liverpool beat City 5-1 on
Italian cities, bro. Oxlade-Chamberlain
5-1 on
that.
You
want to talk about quality on the pitch in a final? There's nowhere else to look at than the 2015 final, and on both teams too.
Yeah, but we shouldn't prioritize that over everything else, bro.
This is prime MSN, the top level that has ever been.
It is.
Neymar is looking like he's nearing Messi levels.
Ronaldinho.
No, Ronaldinho's not in 2015, no.
No, like he's...
Oh, Ronaldinho
levels.
Yeah. Then you have a midfield three of Rakitic, Iniesta, and Busquets. I mean, that's simply incredible. And then on Juventus, you have Pogba in there. You have Marquisio.
Pirlo.
Pirlo.
Buffon is in there. Pulls out some great saves during that final as well. Pirlo is in there,
I agree. That was... That was a fucking Tevez, fantastic final too. Tevez up top. It was.
Come on, bro.
But the best goal, dude, the best goal we've ever seen.
The best, one of the best goals of all time.
In a final.
Of all time.
That Mandzukic goal was up there too.
That was 2017.
That was 2017. Yeah.
Save it.
That was
17. No, as the good Bale, as this
the,
one. Yeah, no.
But the Bale one to take the lead
against the grain.
The eventual winner of the game. I know. Game,
like, come on. Even like.
Oh my God. It's a great goal.
As a former Spur.
Was he done in 2002 clears?
Hey, as a former Spur also.
Maybe. Yeah. True. Bro, the narrative, the moments.
Okay, so then we'll move on.
As this game,
okay, it's 2-2.
I don't know how you don't put this as goal.
We have to.
Who's your goal right now? Barca Juve?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2-2. Put it in.
Juve fucking
okay,
lost.
We need to move on. So put it in.
But I remember it in the being more interested in that game.
And then we'll go from
game.
There.
All right, put a pin in it. Let's put 2015 in good final too, just for now.
Huge final?
In huge final. Yeah. And then.
And then what? And then 2018 huge final as well?
Yeah.
Our huge final tier is full.
Wait.
We're gonna switch them around
what
eventually,
else is
but
huge final?
Yeah.
The last one we did, the Bayern Dortmund.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What's next?
Next up is Liverpool Real Madrid 2022. Courtois masterclass after Vinny opens the score.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. It was just a 1-0, right?
Good
yeah.
final, I think. Good final.
Yeah.
There's obviously Liverpool pushing for a goal throughout the entirety of the game,
yep.
And then Courtois absolutely just shuts them out. Probably one of the best goalkeeper performances in a final ever.
Yeah, there were some crazy saves in that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Ever,
but
okay,
I don't think it gets a huge final.
No way.
Read our tiers again.
We have GOAT, one team, huge final, good final, we not here, snooze fest.
It could be good final.
I think it's good final, mid tier, good final
for now.
There's a lot of
for now, good final.
I don't think it touches huge final. It's not at that level. It's a 1-0 game. Let's be honest.
Like, yeah.
No. But
we got to start putting some ones in the bad.
Yeah, in the bad. I mean, some bad ones are coming up. Don't worry.
Some bad ones are coming up.
So we're saying good final for this.
Sure. 2023. I couldn't even remember this Vinny goal, to be
next
honest.
Next up is actually another decent one. City Inter 2023.
Good final.
No, we can put that in We Not Here.
We Not Here.
You think so?
Because besides the one goal.
That's my pure bias. Though.
Besides the one Rodri goal. What else happened in that game?
Lukaku disaster class.
Lukaku,
I remember that.
Lukaku could have scored. Would three goals easily three goals. Could have been 3-1. Mm-hmm. Inter played very, very good. City did not play that good. And I don't know how Inter didn't win that game, but it could be We Not Here because City won.
Would you take, because we have Real Madrid Dortmund 2024 in good final. So would you take City Inter over that game? That's the question.
No.
So we want to demote Real Madrid Dortmund to We Not Here and then promote City Inter to.
No, I want City Inter and We Not Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fairs.
Okay.
1-0. 1-0.
Yeah.
Oh.
1-0 came.
And also, the game momentum, which doesn't matter, but I can't watch the whole game in a minute here. It was pretty much all City and then two big pushes from Inter.
Yeah.
Pep's AI ball can be a little boring sometimes.
Yeah, it can be.
I think that's what has to do with
the
lack of spectacle in this final problem.
Yeah.
And like this is the one thing about City that they never done it and then they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Inter defended so well against that City team.
Yeah.
And then they had their chances and
it was also like from a pure bias standpoint, like I did not watch this game live because I just couldn't stomach it. Could not stomach it.
Right? That's embarrassing. Actually, I don't think I watched the Tottenham game live yet.
Shit.
The Tottenham,
not being able to watch City in the final.
Yeah. Or Tottenham, not Tottenham.
Claiming
Tottenham.
Inter as my team.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's two different.
Next up on the list is Barca Juve 2015. We've already done that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
We agreed that it goes into GOAT.
No, we didn't.
I'm joking.
Good.
And so the next one is Real Madrid Atletico 2016. I think it was 1-1, and they won in pens for their. It's the one after the Décima. It's the second Real Madrid.
2016? 2016?
Yeah.
What do we have left?
Not a great game.
Shout out Juan Fran, bro.
We not here.
Juan Fran, bro.
Yeah, we not here because I think we're full for good finals soon.
Who scored in that game?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, I don't remember.
Minus money's on Ronnie.
Was it nil? I think it was just nil nil. It might just been nil nil.
It was 1-1. It was 1-1.
2014 was 1-1.
You can fact check. You have the fact check?
What is it, 2014?
2016 was also 2014 was also 1-1, but they won in extra time.
No. Carrasco and Ramos. Why the fuck did I say
that? What time was Ramos goal?
15th minute.
Okay. And Carrasco?
79.
Why don't I remember this?
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
This is one of the ones where
I remember
I don't really
the pen. I remember watching the pen.
I really don't have a memory that much of it.
It was one friend off the post, Ronaldo winning penalty.
Yep.
Saul.
That's all I remember from that game.
Gabby. Y'all remember Gabby?
Gabby.
Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Who else? Remember the guy that played for Bilbao also? Garcia?
Javi Garcia?
No.
Garcia?
Something Garcia.
Look at the lineup. Look at the lineup.
2014, I think he played for Atletico. He was a decent player for Atletico.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Okay. Anyways. So what? We not here?
Augusto Fernandez? What the fuck is that?
We not here? 2016?
I guess. Yeah.
Because I won't be there. I won't be there to rewatch it. We won't.
Thomas Partey came on in that game. Oh my God.
There's no way, dude. Wow.
Kraken player.
Wow.
What do we got next year?
Next up is PSG Bayern. No, sorry. Madrid Atletico 2014. La Decima.
That one is.
This one might be GOAT. Whoa. Just based off of.
Don't talk to me about narrative. Don't talk to me about narrative.
Okay, I was going to say.
Don't talk to me about
narrative. Can't play that card, can ya?
If you want to talk about iconic moments, that final is the most iconic moment of all time. Was it 93-something? I should know this.
93rd minute, whatever.
Ramos scores that last-minute header after to tie it, and then they would go on,
that
to,
is
win.
Massive, to,
they go on to win 4-1 in extra time.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't think it's in huge final or a GOAT is because those 90 minutes after Atletico score the first goal, which is what, 15th something minute?
36th.
Sorry?
36.
36. So those 45 minutes after that, not great. Not great.
Yeah.
But you do have to look at the iconic moment that came from that.
I remember this is the first Champions League final I remember clearly. And this was peak Ronaldo glaze, of course, as I'm coming up. So that was naturally a Madrid fan by extension at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. And I was so defeated by that time, by the time we got to the 90th minute, that I had stepped outside because I couldn't bear watching Real Madrid lose. So that I'm like chilling outside, looking at the clouds, a little bit, no? And then eventually I come back inside and my dad is like, Real Madrid scored, Ramos, oh my God, and I go insane.
That's it.
Yeah, that's insane.
So you were a Real Madrid fan
at that time? I was.
Wow.
I was.
Honestly, no, you know what, that's fair. Like me, he's a Ronnie fan. No, that's like me now. I'm a Barella and Bastoni fan.
You know what, fair?
So I'm an Inter fan.
I have a Manchester
United. I was a Ronaldo fan more.
I have a Manchester United ball because of Van Persie. So,
good final?
Van Persie's
good final.
We have one spot left in good final.
Good final.
He got me into football. We have some stickers coming up, Les. We have some real stickers coming up.
Good final.
PSG Bayern 2020.
Snooze.
I'm sleeping.
Snooze.
I'm sleeping.
Who scored the goal again?
Coleman.
Melatonin.
Coleman header.
Well, yeah,
Coleman against PSG.
No. But it's more than that. It's
It was the Mbappe miss, I remember.
The Mbappe miss.
Couple
the
fact of
that saves. I'm sorry, but it has to do with part the fact that there's no fans in the stadium.
It's a bad final.
Yes, yeah, put it in snooze fest.
Put it in snooze.
Might be at the bottom of snooze fest.
And it could be. I don't know. There's one more. The last name on here is bottom. Madrid Juve 2017. Oh, that's a good final.
That's a great final. That's a fact.
We're going to have to move things around.
Fantastic final.
See, how do you guys know it so quickly?
We just watched the highlights 2017.
Oh, I was.
Oh, you that's were locked in on Brad.
The Mandzukic, Bicey.
Yeah, that's a good final.
Oh, right.
Ronnie slotted that.
Two goals.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is the Ronaldo.
Ronaldo brace.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
This might be
purple
huge.
Kit,
this
noodle
might,
hair Ronaldo.
Yeah, this might be huge
purple
final.
Kit, yeah, noodle it hair. Could,
it's,
do we have?
It's a big contender for huge final.
Okay, well, we have one more spot.
Okay, no, we need to decide now what we're putting at
fuck.
GOAT.
Bro, it's the GOAT one is
this,
the...
Save that for later.
We
let's
can't.
Get the stinkers out
put
the way.
That huge final also.
Let's get the stinkers out the
then
way.
Then you choose one of the huge finals to go GOAT.
Okay. So Madrid to Juve 2017 is huge final.
Buffon had a 4.7 on FOMOM this game.
Yeah, you should have watched what happened.
Yeah, he didn't have a great
oh
game.
My God, this is when Danny Alves is on Juve.
That's Casemiro
that's
from like half.
Crazy.
Scores a deflection goal that slowly just dips
talk
right
talk to me about
hand.
The sinkers, Anto.
The last name on this list.
No, it's as low as you can.
Oh
I
my God,
say.
This is the worst final, absolutely. Champions League final ever.
Thank God.
Ever.
Thank mm-hmm. God.
Like, we're setting up a tent and we're sleeping very
obviously, obviously, it's Tottenham Liverpool.
Yep.
Tottenham Liverpool.
Yes.
Disgusting. I can't believe those fucking bitches almost won a fucking UCL. See, this is how you know.
But you were hating on United when they finally did win a trophy.
Should have been Juve there.
Yeah, but this...
So you were...
Should have been. We lost to Ajax, who then lost to Liverpool. No, Liverpool.
The semifinals leading up to that final, historic. But the final itself...
It was awful.
Stinker.
It was awful. Terrible. But what
and that was a fantastic knockout stage in general. I remember that. Mm. 2019 was a great Champions League year until...
Was that Ronaldo... hat trick
that was
against Atletico.
Yes. Yeah. And then they went out to Ajax went out to Tottenham. Yeah. Liverpool had to come back against Barcelona.
I saw something on Twitter. It was Onana, his two most iconic European exits were against Tottenham. Against Ajax, against Tottenham for Ajax,
yeah,
in 2019 and the other day.
I would argue his most iconic going out in the Champions League was last year with like 10 stinkers in the group stage.
Yeah, true. That was bad.
That was bad. He single-handedly.
That was funny.
Single-handedly knocked us out.
But no, that final, oh my God. If there's anyone out there that wants to rewatch that final, the penalty off
VAR was so fucking terrible.
Dead at the bottom.
Dead at the bottom. Like zero
dead
bottom.
At the bottom. Dead. All right,
so let's go bottom up. What we have?
That was background noise when I was doing homework. That's how bad that final was.
It was bad. It was bad. Okay, bottom of snooze fest. We have Liverpool Tottenham 2019.
Yes.
Then we have PSG Bayern 2020, City Chelsea 2021. From 2019 to 2021, we had the three worst finals in this list. What? Then moving on to we not here. Crazy. We have two, one, two. City Inter 2023 and Real Madrid Atletico 2016.
Oh, yeah, because you only did 12, right? You didn't do 13.
Yeah, there's 13 spots on the list.
That's so you, that's
is
why.
There 13 spots on the list?
Yeah, because yeah, it's yeah, one go plus three in each. So whatever, it's fine.
City Bayern 2012. Or Chelsea Bayern 2012.
Drogba!
That's a high one as well. That one's decent.
We only have we not here left.
No, but we can move things around.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Chelsea.
So what's moving down then? It's a good final. It's a good final. It's a good final at least. Penalties as well.
Peter Cech saves a pen in extra time too. Yeah.
That's a fucking fantastic final, actually.
That's a great final. It might be huge.
Final. It might be huge final. So what are we moving down? What are we moving down?
Okay. We can do...
It's even a GOAT contender.
Okay, from the good finals, what are we moving down? We have Real Madrid Dortmund 2024.
We can move that down. Definitely can move that down. We can move that down.
Yes.
We have Liverpool Real Madrid 2022. We can also move that down.
Yeah.
If we really wanted to. And
the Dortmund Real game.
And we have Madrid Atletico 2014, La Decima. That we can keep a good final because there's still that iconic moment.
Yeah.
So what sure. I'm honestly lost. Yeah. At this point.
I'm a little zoned out.
The fact that I don't have the
graphics. No, I just like, you could just say the name. I can't hear the names and think of the thing. That
I don't have the graphics. So it's kind of hard to visualize here.
Yeah.
But let's move
Real Dortmund down.
Real Dortmund down to we not here. And then Chelsea Bayern.
Sure.
Top a good final.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. So now we have four huge finals that we need to move, and we need to move one into GOAT.
I'll concede, but I think it should be.
No. No. No.
Okay.
It's 2018, bro.
I agree.
It's 2018. Bicycle kick we'll be telling our grandkids about.
To be fair, that
I went apeshit crazy.
The Neymar
at that
last
final.
Minute goal to seal the title, and then the bro, whistle gets blown at the
neutral,
end. There.
As a neutral, you're getting more hype for 2018. I'm sorry. Like 2015, there's nostalgia in that because you look back and the fucking that was peak life, bro.
I think
that was peak life.
Say, MSN.
Prime MSN.
Like, as a neutral, you're not watching any better football than them.
You're not
at all.
No, bro. Okay, but the actual quality of the final, objectively, you are having a better time going back and watching 2018 than you are going back and watching 2015. And nobody could chat shit to me about that.
I don't think you are.
I'm dead serious, bro. You've been got cooked, 2018 so. Was double the fucking event that 2015 was.
I think you put
it. I get it. There's so much. There's so much nostalgia, bro. There's so much nostalgia in 2015. Hey. I get that. It was peak life, bro. I remember fucking F2 Freestylers cutting a promo for the Champions League final before that. I even remember the ball being peak. That was peak life, bro. Prime wrote to Shaw at that moment, too. I was playing FIFA 15, fucking running up the Man United FIFA 15 career mode, making YouTube videos in fifth grade. I remember that time. It was peak life. And that was a great Champions League final, but it was not better than 2018. You cannot tell me it was. There were fantastic moments in 2015, but it does not compare to 2018.
I think it does.
I think based off his long-winded argument alone, I feel like you have to put it up there.
I already put it there because he conceded.
Okay. Yeah,
but I'm not going to.
My fucking boy.
I'm sorry. I can't.
My fucking boy.
I just can't.
That's 3-1. Yeah, that works.
So much passion in this game.
All right.
I conceded.
Snooze fest.
I was on your side,
bitch. I know.
Snooze fest. Liverpool Tottenham 2019. PSG Bayern 2020. City Chelsea 2021. We not here. Real Madrid Dortmund 2024. Real Madrid Atletico 2016. And City Inter 2023. good final. Liverpool Real Madrid 2022. Madrid Real Madrid Atletico 2014 La Decima, and this is so hard to read. This is
in one ear, out the other.
Chelsea, that's what I'm saying.
Chelsea Bayern 2012.
It's for we'll the have view. The graphic.
It's for the viewers, yeah. Exactly. The Chelsea listener. Bayern 2012. Then huge final. We have Bayern Dortmund 2013. Madrid Juve 2017, and Barca Juve 2015. And then our GOAT, unfortunately, is Liverpool Madrid 2018.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair list.
It's an odd list.
That's a fair.
Good list. It's a great fair. List, lads.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. And that'll do it.
That seals it.
All right. Last thing. Quick fire prediction. Champions League final. Go.
Score prediction?
Score prediction.
2-0 PSG.
2-1 Inter.
1-0 PSG.
No. 1-1? No. 2-2? And then PSG win on pens.
Mm. If it goes to pens, it's wraps. It's wraps. Yeah, it is wraps.
True.
They're not scoring on Donnarumma.
No shot. Mkhitaryan skies it. You heard it here first. Yeah, heard it here first.
We need to take it. Yeah,
you just hate former United players.
Turan's missing. Yeah, no.
I just thought of it.
Don't know if it goes to the pens.
I just hate bald people.
I was going to make a joke.
All right. Anyways.
Small boat? Sorry.
Barella brace. Barella.
We need a small boat jersey.
We do.
How is that not on our? How is that not a? How is that not a moment on our thing?
Yeah, oh, a small bone.
True.
Yeah. Wait. That's such a good moment.
Naps is lost right now.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'll find the clip and play it for you after.
Chemo joke. It's
fine. No, no, not not a chemo joke.
Sorry.
Oh my god. No, not a chemo joke. What the fuck would you say that?
Sorry. End the pod. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been. It's not a 6 yard box episode without us going off the rails. Thank you for listening to another episode of the 6 yard box podcast, ladies and gentlemen. For our first 4 men. In person in 2025. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did and watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, do all those YouTube things. Leave us a comment below of your score prediction. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, give us a little 5-star rating and give us a review at letting us know who you got for the Champions League final. With that being said, this has been me, Antoine, Naps, Blake, and we hope you have a fantastic Saturday, and we'll see you all soon.
Goodbye. Yeah.